not surprisingly, Twitter has already cracked down on the New York Post today because they don't want this story out there. But what you have today, breaking news, hello, brand new email from a man who describes himself as one of Hunter Biden's business partners, says, yes, everything you've been seeing so far is accurate and true because I was the recipient of one of those emails. Tony Bobulinski says, yes, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, they were all profiting, and yet the media working overtime to block it all. Joining me here is Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel of the RNC with 12 days to go before the election. Ronna, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Seems like everything's in play. Of course, we have the debate tonight. The president will have 12 uninterrupted minutes at least because he'll be able to talk for 2 minutes at a time, six times from the mute button, the way I understand it. I think that he has to touch on this money-making scheme, this money laundering scheme. But I also think he needs to talk about the economy and some other things and things that he has done well. Your thoughts?
I agree. I do think he has to talk about the economy. The fact that Joe Biden's going to raise taxes, get us into the Green New Deal. I think it's critical that the American people understand that a Joe Biden presidency will cost us more, potentially lead to another lockdown. Our schools will remain closed. I mean, this is a presidency that would bankrupt this country and lead us to single-payer health care, which means you lose your private health insurance and health care costs would skyrocket as the quality went down. So there's really substantive issues to talk about. But you're right, there is a corruption issue. Joe Biden's son is troubled. We know that. We feel very sorry for his addiction issues, and that's off the table. But the fact that he was peddling his father's influence as vice president with the countries that the vice president had jurisdiction over, making $50,000 a month from a company in Ukraine, and now this Chinese energy company that he was negotiating with, it is truly disturbing. And we need to get to the bottom of it. And I think if Joe Biden gets elected, we'll never hear about this again, just like the Obama administration covered so many things up. The transparency will be gone.
I'm not worried about that quite yet. I keep looking at the IBD tip poll, which, by the way, the headline yesterday, the race looks like 2016. 2.3% lead for Joe Biden. He has dropped tremendously, actually, since this Hunter Biden story began to break. 48.1 to 45.8 for the present, nationally speaking. But if you look at all the battleground states, now they can tell you absurd things like, you know, Biden's leading in Michigan by 14 points. I saw that from, I think, the Detroit News. I had to go back 4 years. I found the exact same lead for Hillary Clinton years earlier. So the fact of the matter is these races are tight in Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina. And when they're all tight like this and you've got 2 to 3 to 4% undecided, which is about what it is, this race can go either way still, but the president's certainly in a position to win it again.
Absolutely. He has a lot of energy. I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing the real returns, the real data. He can win this race. He really can, and it is very tight, and it is tightening. And as we all know in football, when the momentum shifts, that's a good sign for that candidate or that team, and the momentum is shifting in favor of Donald Trump as people are really dialing into Joe Biden, evading questions about packing the Supreme Court, upending the third branch of government, getting rid of the filibuster. I mean, if you don't believe that we are on a path to socialism with what Joe Biden's putting forward, he looks nice. That's the thing. People say, oh, he's a nice guy. It is the most radical agenda being run by any Democrat in the history of our country, getting rid of the third branch of government, getting rid of checks and balances, adding states, getting rid of the filibuster, on top of the most massive government tax hike and programs that are being put forward. It will destroy our nation. I believe that.
So yeah, and you look at what he said yesterday. Joe Biden saying America was an ideal and an idea we have never lived up to. Apparently, America is a big disappointment to Joe Biden.
Yeah. I mean, it's and then you see the Trump rallies. The RNC, our field program, is double what we had in 2016, actually almost triple. We have 2.5 million volunteers. We only had 700,000 in 2016. We have out-registered the Democrats in six battleground states, including Pennsylvania. So these are metrics that will matter, but it's I'm going to tell you, Steve, it's all going to come down to Election Day. It's so frustrating as a chair, of course. It normally comes down to Election Day, but our voters are not voting as much by mail. They don't trust it. But please vote early in person if you can. That's key, because then we don't have to chase your vote on Election Day.
Right.
And then,
I think the Democrats have a. I think the Democrats have a problem. Now, I can't vote early, which I think is not proper. Either you can vote early everywhere or nowhere. I can't because my precinct isn't big enough. That's what I'm told anyway, right? A couple of things here.
You should be able to vote early. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to. I can vote by mail or I can vote on Election Day. I can't vote early. I was told so because you have to have a precinct with more than 25,000 people in that precinct.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's what crazy. I was told. I asked. Trust me. If you'd like to follow up, I'm telling you that's what I was told. On this date in 2016, we were told that Hillary Clinton led Michigan by 10.8%. Today, Joe Biden, we're told, leads by 7.3%. So the point is this. I didn't believe it then. It's not true today. This is a very close race. The Trafalgar Group has Trump leading in Michigan by a point. I believe that's about right. I mean, I've been all over this state. I know what it's like. In Wisconsin, a new poll from Susquehanna shows that race tied. Trafalgar showing that it's a one-point race with Biden ahead. The point being is every one of these states is in play. Every one of these states is going to have turnout. And I think when you look at undecided voters, Rana, I think those are people that don't want to tell the truth. I think those are Trump voters by and large, because what I keep hearing are people that did not vote for president in 16, the so-called undervote folks, have come to say, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump. I've heard so many people tell me that. Go on.
Well, I do a tweet that's kind of the favorite tweet after every rally. We call them rally reports. And it always includes the percentage of people that went to the rally that didn't vote in 2016. And in some cases, it's at 36%, but it's always above 20%. That's the Trump undervote right there. These
sure
are people
is.
Who didn't vote that are coming off the sidelines. We're seeing it in our data. I almost don't want to put it out on the internet, but the president likes to see it, so I put it out. But it is a very, very interesting statistic at every rally. Usually that person that didn't vote in 2016 is coming out. If you're coming and waiting 4 hours to go to a Trump rally, let me promise you, you're going to go vote.
Yeah, and let me tell you this. According to NBC News, they've got this site up. They say that in Michigan, of the 1.6, 1.7 million ballots returned, it's 40% Republican and 40% Democrat. They're even on the number of ballots returned. I don't know how they arrive at that figure for Michigan because it's not generally public information. But that's what NBC News is reporting. If that's true, Donald Trump will win Michigan by 5 points or six. I mean, let's be honest. Republicans turn out more on Election Day than do Democrats. I'll give you the last word real quick, 20 seconds.
What I will say is there's a bullying and a shaming going on with the media. It is a group thought and the thought police. So that's why there's these Trump voters that are hiding. But the president is the only one who can lead back our economy. We're already under 8% unemployment. He is the best person to lead us back to prosperity coming out of this pandemic, a vaccine's around the corner, and the best is yet to come with four more years of Trump.
Rana McDaniel, chairwoman for the RNC. Rana, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Quick break. We'll be back here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.